明日之际在于凌晨的六点，各位早安，欢迎收听的听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 今天为大家带来的是可有 Clouds Break 2推荐点播的 Run， 来自于 One Republic。 这首奔跑最大的特色要数一开始就出现的口哨声了， MV 呢也非常有意思，整体风格为轻快活泼，但在诙谐的画面里又讲述着严肃和认真的人生感悟。Run 这个字啊，会让人想起《阿甘正传》里面的电影场景。Look to the rising sun and run, 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 chasing that luck before I get old, and looking back, oh, we had some fun. 朝着初升的太阳奔跑吧，趁着还未年老闯荡吧，至少回首往昔，这一辈子还算精彩过。这几句话可以说是整首歌的点睛之笔了。一起来听听吧，看看你是否也能从歌曲当中得到启发和力量。Run， 请把这首歌送给热爱生活的你。
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they looked so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun, boy. Run, run, run.
像是可有 Clouds Break 2点播的 Run， 很向上很励志的一首作品，希望大家会喜欢。好了，咱们现在看一下歌词，今天要带大家去看的是以下这几句。 I run until I hit that wall. If I learned one lesson, count your blessings. 就第一个短语 hit that wall， 咱们把它变回到 hit the wall。 hit the wall 指的是在运动比赛当中啊没有办法继续，遭遇极点，遭遇瓶颈。比如许多马拉松选手在跑到20英里左右时就遇到瓶颈。Many marathon runners hit the wall at around 20 miles. 比赛我只跑了第一英里就遇到了瓶颈，或者就遭遇到了极限。剩下的赛程我几乎走都走不动。I hit the wall after only the first mile of the race. I could barely even walk.For the rest of it. 好，这个是 hit the wall 第一个基本意思，表示遭遇极点，遭遇瓶颈。它还有一个比喻的意思，表示停滞不前，没有进步， hit the wall. 句子，当被问及他的事业是否停滞不前时，他说，我不知道，我们拭目以待吧。 asked if her career had hit the wall, she said, I don't know. We'll have to see. 再听一个比较长的句子，为了确保生意不遭遇停滞不前，或者说不遭遇原地踏步，这个经营者呀，必须要做到拥有很强的财富管理能力。To ensure their businesses do not hit the wall, operators must make sure their financial management is strong. 很长，我们再来听一遍。Ensure 表示确保的意思。To ensure their businesses do not hit the wall,Operators must make sure their financial management is strong. 同一个句子里面出现的 ensure 跟这个 make sure 意思都相近的，表示确保的，确保的这样的一个意思。好，我们再来看一下刚刚读到的歌词里面的另外一个短语，叫 count your blessings. Count 动词表示数啊。Count your blessings. Blessing 它是一个名词啊，表示幸运的事情，福祉。或者支持赞同 blessing B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G 它是一个名字，大家注意一下。好，现在我们回到刚才的短语 count your blessings 上面来哦。我们说 count 它是一个动词，表示数的意思啊，数数你的幸运，其实就是什么，想想自己有多幸运，知足常乐，多往好处想，不要身在福中不知福。听例句， I try to count my blessings every dayIt's a great antidote to sadness. 我试着呀，每天往好处去想，每天去想想自己这一辈子幸运的事情。那这是治疗悲伤的良药。注意一下，刚刚例句当出现了一个单词叫 antidote，A-N-T-I-D-O-T-E， antidote 它是解药的意思，什么东西的解药是 antidote to something. It's a great antidote to sadness.它是治疗悲伤的良药。我们之前刚刚讲过这个 blessing， 它是幸福的，是幸运的事情，或者福祉、支持、赞同等等名词意思，是吧？接下来咱们看几个跟它相关的例句。身体健康是幸事， Good health is a blessing。 我一定太天真了，竟然会以为我们会得到父母的祝福。 I must have been naive to thinkWe would get my parents' blessing. 就像例句当出现的这个 naive 它是表示天真的意思，天真。I must have been naive to think we would get my parents' blessing. 就像这个句子它用到了一个虚拟语气，就对已经发生的事情它进行一个推测和虚拟。所以呢，它这个前面它用的是 I must 情态动词加上的是这个动词的完成时态。I must have been naive.To think we would get my parents' blessing. 好，再听一个例句。Please accept my blessing upon your marriage. 请接受我对你们婚姻的祝福。今天提到的单词或者词组有 hit the wall, count your blessings, blessing. 大家都了解了吗？好了，我是 Linda， 感谢收听今天的节目。如果您喜欢我，可以关注我。爱你们，咱们下期见喽。Count my blessings up to the rising sun. Run, run, run. Yeah, one day will the sky might fall. Yeah, one day I could lose it all. So I run until I hit that wall. If I learn one lesson, count your blessings up to the rising sun. And run, run, run. Up to the rising sun, yeah, run, run, run.